Monday, April 11th. Having a conversation concerning today's headlines and real-life challenges. I'm Tom Lamprecht, along with Pastor Harry Reeder. Stay with us as we apply a biblical worldview with gospel solutions to put the issues of today in perspective. Harry, I want to go back to someone that you and I both admire his writing, Victor Davis Hanson. A recent column he wrote was entitled, "The Real Reset is Coming." Even though he points out some of the challenges all of us face in this world and in this country, he actually says that at the end of the day, there's something to be hopeful for.
It really is a very hopeful article that he has written and that has gotten quite a bit of attention. The reason why I find it hopeful is because what he's basically saying is that given the effects of the current progressive policies that are being implemented in the context of national and world crisis moments, that the effects of these policies are going to drive the voting public back to those tried and true policies. And of course, you can see why he would predict this, that hyperinflation is on its way that can lead to either stagflation or to a recession. The rise in energy prices, given the regulations against fossil fuel development and the failed attempt at power sources that are quote-unquote green policy friendly, and then, of course, the runaway immigration issue. I'm actually one of these individuals who really relish the fact that we are a nation of immigrants, but the reality is you've got to have an orderly system and a well-thought-out policy of immigration. He is pointing out all of those issues, and he believes that the next coming elections is going to be a movement toward candidates at local, state, and national levels that will embrace a return to a culture of sanity. There are certain institutions in our nation that right now are what I would call the cultural elitists because they are in control of what is the expected behavior of a nation, the values that are being promoted by which the nation is to function. They have brought forth such tactics as shaming, cancel culture, deplatforming, all of those tactics that are distasteful to the public. The defund the police movement, regulation of fossil fuels to the point of an economic liability in the budgets of individuals and their household budgets as well. And then, of course, this imposition of the sexual revolution and specifically the promotion of transgenderism has led us into this culture of insanity, of lethality with abortion now extending into infanticide. As you have states that are now considering legislation that allows the death of infants after their birth, and then, of course, the movement to active euthanasia, the most helpless in society, with the loss of the sanctity of life, become the targets of lethality because of their helplessness. Tom, his is a very heartening prediction. The actual occasion for his article, though, is because of the public statements that President Biden has made that a new world order is coming out of the crisis that is being created from the unjust war of Russia's invasion of Ukraine and the war crimes that are the result of it. His point is an organization like the United Nations is going to have to extend its authority in the area of international law that would supersede national law, economic policies that will be imposed upon nations, and also environmental policies that will be imposed upon nations. Victor Davis Hanson is convinced that this progressive tactic of using a crisis to extend and expand the authority and the reach of government now to the point of an international governing party, he believes that that is doomed to failure and will actually become a crisis of itself that will produce a reaction whereby people will go back to policies that would grant a culture of sanity instead of insanity, a culture of stability instead of absurdity. Values life and that values law and order. That is the thesis of his article. particularly in the area of energy policies and in the area of parental and family rights and the protection of children from the cultural elite, the academy, big government, big business, journalism, media, and then the entertainment industry. Those are the five culture shapers that are moving the nation into this humanist, secular, progressive movement. Remember Rahm Emanuel's statement during the Obama administration, never let a crisis go to waste. And what he means is a crisis is an opportunity in the midst of confusion to extend the authority and the power of the government. What Hansen is basically saying is that strategy is now producing its own crisis. And what is going to happen is that there's going to be a refining movement to come back to policies of sanity. He focuses on three areas for policies of sanity, and that is the revaluing and accessibility of fossil fuel. Number two is law and order, and number three is immigration. Borders will become secure. If I could just respond to those in closing from a Christian World and Life view, I think he's right. I think a society, because of the reality of sin and evil, has to have not only laws that govern, but law enforcement. You can't just endorse law, you have to enforce law. That means an effective and accountable police force, as well as a dependable judicatory, that is a judicial system. In the area of the police force, which has come under scrutiny, and in the midst of crisis, these various movements of defund the police and replace them with community counselors, obviously is proven to be a disaster. Secondly, immigration. Do we need walls? Yes. It's interesting. Those who basically are removing the border walls are the same people who have very large houses as government officials and have walls and have security details. Thirdly and finally, in a return to fossil fuel sanity, I think you can still at the same time promote the creativity and ingenuity of other sources of power. And the one, of course, that I believe needs to be examined with an emphasis on safety is the nuclear power option. As I was thinking through the fossil fuel and the necessity of energy and power for a nation to function day to day and with economic vitality, I couldn't help but think of the same thing for the Christian in their life. As a Christian, our life needs to be ordered by the law of God, even as we have been set free by the redeeming work of Christ to order our life for the glory of His name. I couldn't help but think of the issue of immigration. We, of course, in the church are constantly seeking to win people to Christ and bring them into the body of Christ. Evangelism is a wonderful immigration policy. And what I mean by that is sharing the gospel so that people who are outside of the kingdom of God are transferred into the kingdom of God by being born again. And then thirdly, that power notion. You can't live the Christian life without power. That's why Jesus said, I'm going to give you a great commission, but I'm going to send you the Holy Spirit so that when He comes, you'll have the power to be witnesses for me. Dare I allow our analysis of those three areas of ordered liberty, power to function as a nation, and a thoughtful immigration policy to be mirrored and experienced as Christ's kingdom through the church is winning people to Christ to bring them into the kingdom, is ordering our God-given liberty to serve Christ who has given us a new heart and a new life and a new record, and then, of course, the great joy of not only an ordered life of liberty and winning people into the kingdom of God, but number three, having the power to serve Christ with effectiveness in this world.
Prayer. How can something that seems so simple be so difficult? As believers in Jesus Christ, we are told to pray without ceasing. And yet the truth is, as easy as prayer ought to be, a consistent, God-honoring prayer life is a challenge. How can we have an effective prayer life? How do we honor God with our prayers? These and many other questions are covered in this exceedingly significant series entitled The Lord's Prayer. The entire 11-part series is yours by going to briarwood.org/Lord's Prayer. Well, thanks for being with us today. Join us again tomorrow, Tuesday, as we continue our conversation and as we apply a biblical worldview to put the issues of today in perspective.